Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
If you have seen the Playmakers production of The Enemy of the People, you will know what I'm talking about when I say that the play could have been set right here in Chapel Hill, just as well as Ibsen, the playwright, said it in his home country of Norway. Here's a brief summary that I've lifted from the Playmakers write-up about the play. It says, An Enemy of the People, a play by Arthur Miller, adapted from the drama by Henrik Ibsen, focuses on a conflict between Dr. Tom Stockton and his brother, the town mayor, Peter Stockman. The town has recently constructed a healing bath called Christian Springs, and everyone hopes it will bring tourists and increase revenues and provide jobs and make business boom. Peter, the mayor, hopes that his town will become one of the region's top resorts. But Brother Tom, a medical doctor and scientist, has had the waters tested at the nearby university, and now the report shows that the spring's waters are contaminated with a dangerous infection of organic matter. Tom thinks his brother, the mayor, will want to act on that report and close the springs until the problem can be fixed. But the mayor and ultimately all the townspeople want to ignore and quash the report, refusing to confront an ugly truth that would destroy the dreams of the town turning into a wealthy and popular tourist stop. So the mayor spreads word that his brother wants just to ruin the town, and Dr. Stockman is declared an enemy of the people. He and his family are isolated and harassed. But Tom won't abandon the truth, and he winds up fighting the entire town to do the right thing that he thinks is best both for the town and its people. But when the play ends, Tom and his family are outcast. Still, he is certain he has chosen the correct path. His fight for the truth is a lonely one, but he knows he's doing the right thing and that it will make him stronger. So what does all this have to do with us in Chapel Hill? Think whistleblowers, and how those in our university community and in the town who tell the truth, and how they sometimes have to pay a heavy price. I remember 20 years ago when legislators from tobacco-dependent districts demonized our faculty members in the School of Public Health and tried to quash their reports on the dangers of smoking. More recently, too. In fact, after one of the play's recent performances, someone suggested that Gene Nickel, director of the soon-to-be-discontinued Poverty Center, would be a perfect choice to play the role of Dr. Stockman. Finally, though, the play reminds us that the rewards for doing good and telling important truths are often not going to result in public gratitude. Instead, it can mean ridicule, loss of opportunity, and isolation. All that leaving us to ponder whether or not, when the time comes for us, would we be willing to stand up for the right, even though it might mean we would be labeled an enemy of the people. This is D.G. Martin.